Welcome back. 1234 on 1260 WRC. Andy Parks live from the Washington Times. And on Fridays, I always like to welcome Philip Swartz, Washington Times investigative reporter, to the program. This week's Golden Hammer, a distinction awarded by the Washington Times for examples of waste, fraud, and abuse. Hello, Philip. How are you?
Hi, Andy. Doing good.
This week's winner is?
Congress and a little bit to the Department of Agriculture.
Oh, a split decision, eh?
Yep.
All right. What did they do? And, of course, how much did it cost us, the taxpayers?
Well, the problem is with some sugar subsidies that the federal government is handing out. And as for the exact amount, there's estimates. No one's quite sure.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks like it might be $1 billion as of last year.
Wow.
So
that's not the, you know, the 30 and 50,000 and 30 and 50 million stuff we normally talk about.
Yeah, unfortunately, this is a huge one. And it's an area that's raised lots of debate on Capitol Hill because it is so much money.
Wow. All right, so we spent somewhere near $1 billion, or we're not quite sure. At least $300 million, I think.
Oh, yeah, yeah, and easily above that.
Okay. And what did we do with all of this sugar that we – did we actually physically purchase it, or did we kind of prop it up?
Both, actually.
Oh, okay.
Basically, what's happening is that the Agriculture Department is giving support to the sugar industry.
Mm-hmm.
And they have this program where they will give out loans to sugar producers to help them, you know, to help support them. And the loans are about 19 cents per pound for raw sugar,
mm-hmm.
about 24 cents per pound for beet sugar, more refined sugar.
Mm-hmm.
And so basically the government is giving out these loans, but there is a provision in the program that allows the loans to be repaid in sugar. So the farmers don't actually have to give the government back cash. They can give the government back sugar.
Right.
And so what's happened is that the federal government is winding up sitting on just, you know, stockpiles of sugar with really nothing to do with it.
Well, wait a minute now. We couldn't sell the sugar to someone?
Well, they have tried, but the problem, the reason that these farmers are giving the sugar to the government is that they themselves can't sell it anyplace else. The market is just getting flooded with sugar.
Ah.
So they have excess sugar that they give to the federal government. Now the federal government has excess sugar, can't do anything with it. They can turn it into ethanol biofuels,
mm-hmm.
but that's going to recoup, you know, pennies on the dollar for all the sugar that they purchased.
All right, so there's a glut on the market of sugar, yet we're subsidizing or propping up that market. The proper decision would be, let's stop that? Is there any action being taken?
Well, there was a vote in the Senate last year to begin reform, and it failed. It was a 53-46 vote, and the any reform failed. There are arguments, for just this is a multi-billion-dollar industry.
Yeah.
The sugar industry spends several million dollars each year lobbying on Capitol Hill. You know, this isn't an industry that's really looks like it's going under. You know, the sugar industry argues that there are problems worldwide. A lot of other countries are doing the exact same thing. The national governments are propping up the local sugar producers.
Mm-hmm.
And so they argue that without the support from Congress, they're not going to be able to compete with international producers. The problem is that taxpayers are now stuck in the middle of this.
All right. It occurs to me, though, that, look, this is a great free market situation. I mean, look, if the sugar's out there, it's plentiful, it should be cheap, and we should be able to buy it like everyone else and not have to worry about propping up international markets. The other part of this is I understand Mexico is involved, and they're like a primary culprit in all of this.
Yeah, and that's where the sugar industry is putting a lot of the blame. Mexico is producing lots of sugar, and there's a process in international trade called dumping, which is basically where you throw your product into another country at a super low price,
mm-hmm.
drive out all the local business, and then raise the price. And there's accusations that that's what Mexico is doing. They're selling sugar in the U.S. at a much, much lower price, and, you know, in an attempt to drive out American competition.
Okay. Now, wouldn't that be a violation of trade laws of some type?
That would be. And so, actually, this afternoon, the Commerce Department is going to announce whether or not they'll be investigating if Mexico has done anything illegal. Huh. So we've got our ears peeled for that announcement.
All right. Oh. Could be $1 billion. Wow. Yeah.
It's not just the loans, but when all the sugar from Mexico came in, the Agriculture Department tried to buy some of the supply to keep the price up, to prop the price up, and they spent about $300 million doing that.
Wow. Winner of this week's Golden Hammer Award, the Agriculture Department and the U.S. Congress get some credit as well. Philip, good work. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much.
1239, 1260 WRC, Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times. Stay tuned. Stephen Dinan on the way next, right here.